Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, that makes you a highly intelligent person, as you know. You know what I think about you if you've been listening for a while. And those of you who just tuned in, look what you got to look forward to. Your IQ is going to go up by the minute as you listen to this show. I'm excited about having Peter Newton on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Peter's a new friend. He's General Manager and Senior Vice President for Small to Medium Business at Monster.com. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's really a pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here, and especially for the topic. I mean, besides the fact that you're a really cool guy, Peter, I also want you to be here to talk to us about this topic of doing a better job of hiring the right people, finding the best candidates and hiring the right people. And I want you to help us develop this idea because my audience is already, they're already rolling their eyes, Peter, because they know what I'm about to say. They already know I'm going to say that the two things that small business owners do the poorest as they operate their business is marketing their business and in the area of human resources. And I'm sorry, folks, but as until you prove me wrong, until you all fix this, including me, I'm throwing myself into that category, until we all fix this and get better at those two categories, I'm going to keep reminding us that we need work in these areas. And so, Peter, most of us would rather be poked in the eye with a sharp stick than go through the hiring process. Why is that?
Well, I think it's can be difficult and time consuming, especially if people maybe follow some of the old practices, kind of the things that they've been doing for quite a long time.
You mean like calling a buddy and saying, "Hey, do you know anybody who needs a job?"
Just asking around, maybe even advertising in newspapers, which is, you know, kind of an old habit and behavior of a lot of people, but not necessarily the most effective thing.
And then you say, "Here, fog this mirror. You're hired. Start tomorrow."
Right, which is, and certainly one of the worst things you could probably do is hire the wrong person. Even though it may save you time up front, in the long term, it's going to cost you a lot. Both in cost and just in your time and energy in managing that person.
The only thing more frustrating, more anguishing, more expensive than taking the deliberate amount of time to find and interview and do the due diligence on and hire successfully the right person, the only thing that takes longer than that is doing all those things wrong and hiring the wrong person.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, but it doesn't seem like that at the beginning, Peter. It seems like we're getting this thing solved, and I really wish small business owners would just take a deep breath. Don't get excited when they need to fill a slot. Don't get excited. Take a deep breath. Slow down and say, "Okay, I'm going to take a month. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna be extra work on my part. We're gonna have to deal with this. But I'm gonna take a month, if necessary, or whatever amount of time it takes to find, so that when I hire this next person, I'm convinced in my mind that it's the right person." What do you think, Peter? What about that?
I think that makes a lot of sense. I think putting the time up front and thinking about, first, what exactly is it that you're looking for that person to do, and having a clear picture of that, mm-hmm. and then what's the background, what's the greatest chance of success, and what types of experiences are you looking for in a person that proves they can succeed with your organization?
What about a job description? How important? We all hear about that, but how many small business owners have actually ever written a job description for their candidates for the next assignment or the assignment that they're looking for? That's a big deal, isn't it, Peter?
Well, it can be, and I think that's one of the reasons that you were citing earlier. You know, people might roll their eyes at first thinking about how painful the HR process might be for them, but writing a good job description is key, as is something seemingly as simple as coming up with a good job title, because you want to make sure you're attracting the right people when you're looking for
small business owners. Small business owners aren't as sophisticated with our titles as big companies are we?
No, it might not be something that you think of as much, but if you put yourself in the shoes of the job seeker, that can mean a lot to them, finding that right job.
So the title. You're saying the title is important for this new person.
It is.
Well,
go
ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It is because some people, you know, based on their past experience, the job title means a certain thing to them.
Right.
So even getting the job description right is a good thing, but you need to get that job title right as well.
Hang on, Peter Newton. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Peter's with Monster.com. He's Senior Vice President there. When we come back, we're going to find out what the online environment has offered to us to do a little better job and make this a little easier for us to hire the right people. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. When you're near me. We're back at 17 till. That's Joe Cocker. He's a serious rocker, Joe Cocker. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog. The newsletter comes on Sunday by email. The blog comes every day by really simple syndication technology. And if you don't know what that is, you can find out all about that at my blog, which is at the homepage of smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you want to go straight there, you can go to jimsblog.biz and check it out there. And that blog is for the folks who just can't wait. They can't wait till Sunday to hear from me. They want to hear every day, and so you can check it out when you get a chance. Peter Newton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Peter is General Manager and Senior Vice President for Small and Medium Business at Monster.com. And Peter, you did a really great job of helping us develop in the first segment the challenge, where the pain is, and kind of what we need to be thinking about. We talked about slowing down and being more deliberate and taking a little more time to make sure that we do the right job. And Peter, the reason we need to do that is because we all have too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. So the heads that we put these hats on need to be the right heads. Now, what is available to us in the 21st century through technology that can help us find those right heads?
Well, there's a lot of tools out there now that certainly weren't there maybe even 5 years ago or even a couple of years ago. And one of the best is, you know, where we're in business, that portion of the business, and that is online. And there are a number of tools available for people.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it's important for people to remember that the majority of job seekers are online now, or looking for jobs online.
Especially the younger generations, huh?
Absolutely. But it's not just the younger generation.
Right. Right.
It's really all ages now. When my father, who's semi-retired, you know, is thinking about looking for a job online, then you know things are changing.
Right. Exactly.
But there are those tools that are available searching for a job online. But for job seekers, they can also post their resume, even though they're currently in a job.
Mm-hmm.
And not actively looking, they put that resume out there for employers like your listeners
mm-hmm.
to access. And that's probably one of the biggest benefits, really, of technology now, is that it provides access, including for small businesses as well as large businesses. It allows small businesses to kind of be on the same playing field.
Well, hiring and seeking work and seeking employees, I should say, that whole process is a marketplace in itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It is just the combination of all the jobs out there and then all the mm-hmm. people looking for jobs. And that's what we do, really, is connect the employer with the right candidate for a particular position.
To me, the best way to appreciate the capability, folks, that you have at your fingertips through the Internet and through companies like Monster.com is is think about the online marketplaces like eBay and Yahoo and some of the others that are out there, Peter, that literally, if you're in Sheboygan and somebody's got some, and you need some weird little product that somebody in Shanghai has, you can find that through these online marketplaces. And so if you're looking for an employee who you know, you may not realize it, but he might be in the next county over, but you find each other online. That's the way it works.
You're right. And I think you're getting at one of the great features of that marketplace is that it's dynamic and it's, you know, obviously very interactive and robust. You know, there are thousands of people within your market that are online, but if you need, for whatever reason, maybe for a skill set you're looking for,
right,
or you've got a branch in a different state, you can easily access those people as well.
And it's real time, too, Peter. I remember years ago, you know, when I was between jobs once, and I sent out a bunch of resumes. And by the time I heard from people on those resumes, you know, it might have been 2 months later. This can be immediate, can it?
Yeah, one of the best benefits of leveraging the technology that's available now is that time saver, which, you know, for small businesses is crucial. Is
right.
How do you, and I think that gets back to one of the pain points, I think, maybe for people in the eight, when they think of the recruiting process, oh, geez, that's going to take me a lot of time. But with technology, it doesn't have to. There are tools there to help you craft a good job description quickly, and also provide instant access to these thousands of quality candidates.
Well, and there's a whole industry, folks, that has developed and has evolved online to help you with this. Monster.com is one of the primary examples of the companies who are in that industry. Peter, give us an example of how Monster, for use it as an example of how it can help small businesses acquire employees.
Sure. I think one of the key benefits of Monster is a product that we have with a resume database access. So that allows an employer to come in and quickly and easily access the millions of job seekers that we have that have posted their resume to our database. And I'll tell you, having used this tool myself, the search tool, I can tell you it's incredibly easy to search and filter out and just pull out the candidates that you're most interested in.
So you give it a set of criteria, basically, don't you?
Exactly.
Specifications,
based on your job description, your location, all those types of things, it's very easy to filter out and screen and pull out just the people that you're looking for.
So it may pull those millions, as you said, which is an intimidating number. It'll reduce that down to maybe 100 or something like that.
Or just a handful that you're most interested in.
Maybe two. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend Peter Newton. He's General Manager and Senior VP of Small and Medium Business for Monster.
Before the break of day, searching for something to say.
Welcome back. It's 7:02. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Peter Newton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, but soon to be an old friend, General Manager and Senior VP of Small and Medium Business for Monster.com. And Peter, there might be, I think there's one person who just woke up from a 20-year sleep, and they might not know what Monster.com is. Why don't you tell us that?
Sure. We are a company that has been around for about 10 years, and what we do is we connect employers with the right candidates through a number of different tools, but probably the two most fundamental and most popular are posting a job on our website, and we've got millions of jobs out there, and the highest level of job seekers coming to those jobs every day, and our resume database access. We've got tens of millions of resumes posted out there for employers to search at any time.
And by using a set of criteria, as we were saying earlier, so you can weed through the ones that you don't want. And it's very much like the way we used to do it, Peter, when you used to be in the newspaper business. We'd run an ad in your newspaper and get in 100 resumes, and we'd take about 10 minutes to weed through 90 of them, and then we'd take 2 days to look through 10 of them, and then we'd take 3 days to look through 2 of them.
And exactly.
So you guys kind of do that, help us do that. But the main thing is a company like yours helps us find people that we wouldn't have found otherwise. Because newspapers are great, but if I run an ad some communities, Peter, have multiple newspapers. So which one do I put the ad in? Which one do I post a job in, or which one do I post my resume in? And so Monster kind of cuts across all those things, doesn't it?
You're right. The technology that we have allows you to target as finely as you'd like to target, or you can broaden your audience as much as you'd like to outside of your market.
It's just providing new tools. You know, that's the thing that I've say, Peter, about what's happening in the 21st century. It's not about new rules, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about new tools.
You're right, and it's funny. I was thinking about it a few minutes ago, and I'd liken it to, you know, if you're doing some repairs on your house, like I try to do occasionally, but if you have the right tools when you're doing something versus think of a time when you haven't had the right tools, what a huge difference that makes. You have the right tools, it saves you a lot of time, a lot of frustration, and you can be done and with a job in minutes.
Well, and hopefully do a better job, too. Let me ask you, if I'm in Sheboygan and I say, you know, I've got a company here that's kind of a unique company. The job I want is kind of unique. I think I know everybody in the industry, certainly in my neighborhood, in my marketplace. So why would I look around if the person is on the other side of the country? You know, why would I want to find somebody that's so far away? Well, we don't need to presume that person wouldn't want to move, do we?
No, and one of the things that we see, especially for small companies, if you're looking for a particular skill set that's very hard to find, and maybe for some reason hard to find in your market, that person may exist out there outside of your market. And we provide you the tools, whether it's with the job posting or with that resume search, that allows you to target those people, even outside of your market, mm-hmm. and reach them easily.
Right. Peter, I've got about a minute and a half left. What would be the last thing that you'd like to... Did we talk about the new product? You got a brand new product coming out, don't you?
Oh, we do. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it launches today, and we're very excited about it. It's called Post Plus, and it'll be out there for employers, and what it does is kind of combine the best features of a job posting along with our resume database. And when you post a job, you'll be able to receive up to 15 resumes automatically that meet the criteria of the job.
So you're integrating your capability, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we're really excited about this. We think this is the wave of the future for recruiting, and we're right at the forefront.
Can I find it at Monster.com right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Monster.com.
Quickly, 30 seconds. What does it cost me to do business with Monster.com?
Depends on the market that you're in. Our standard price for a job posting is $395. In some markets, it may be less than that even. And it's very easy to do online yourself, if that's the type of thing you like to do.
Right.
24/7 with self-transact at monster.com.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Peter, will you come back another day? We've got more to talk to you about.
I'd love to, Jim. I really had a good time on your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for doing a good job, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks.
Peter Newton, ladies and gentlemen, Senior VP of Monster.com. We'll get him back another day. He's got some more stuff to teach us. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.